Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get rooted in God. Rooted in God. Rooted in God. Let's stay rooted in God. Rooted in God. Rooted in God through Jesus our Lord and Savior. Good evening, my loves. Thank you for joining me on another episode of God's Rooted Message. I pray everyone is feeling blessed and highly favored on this rejoicing the Lord Monday. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I rejoice because my Father take time just to spend with me, time to pour inside of me and give me understanding, hallelujah, and revelation, and give me the strength to be still and just be in the midst of Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for joining me again. I know I wasn't here Friday, but I had to just have some alone time with my Father. I can't pour out unless I'm getting poured into, and I just had to be some time with my Father. Hallelujah. I didn't post on social media none this weekend. I just really just stayed in my Father's presence and let Him speak and be in the relationship that we're in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I continue to be submissive to Him and release what is put inside of me to release. Heavenly Father, I just come to you saying thank you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. I ask you to touch me from the top of my head to the sole of my feet, Lord God. Shed your blood over. Touch every soul that's under the sound of my voice, Father God. Heal and strengthen us, Father God. Touch us and guide us to where we're called to go, Father God. Allow me to decrease and you can increase. Let the Holy Spirit have His way, Father God. Touch your children in the way that they need to be touched, Father God. Let your anointing shine in their life, Father God. Let the anointing teach them and guide and direct them, Father God. Let them walk in and let them get an understanding of your anointing in all the different areas where it touches their life, Father God. We need more understanding from you. We seek your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding. We humbly submit everything to you, Father God. We ask you to search our heart and know our mind, Father God. Hallelujah. Continue to release to us who you are inside of us. Continue to release in us how you walk inside of us. Do you strive when you walk? Do you walk making noise when you walk? Hallelujah. Do you power walk? Do you slow walk, Father God? Just have us be in alignment with how you're walking in this season in our life, Father God. And we ask everything to be done in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You said we're going to prosper in everything that we touch, Father God. Hallelujah. You know our ways and you know where we're going, Father God, and we trust you. Hallelujah. Today's title is called God's Reward. Hallelujah. And as I was focusing on and asking my Father, what do He want me to focus on and how He want me to release for this week? Hallelujah. We're still focusing on what did we learn today. And all this week, we're going to focus on the anointing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How God is releasing His anointing and how we can just be deeper inside of it. Hallelujah. And how you look at it being anointed and having the anointing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Go deeper inside of my Father. And today, we're going to start off in Psalm 7. And I'm going to start from 8, verse number 8, and go to 17. And verse number 8, it says, the Lord shall judge the people. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to my integrity that is in me. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to the end, but establish the just. For the righteous God tries the heart in the rain. See, the righteous God tries the heart in the rain. He knows our heart. My defense is of God, which saves the upright in heart. Judge the righteous, and God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. We have to know that God judges the righteous, and He's angry with the wicked every day. God sees the wickedness that is going on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And He's angry with it. Hallelujah. Every day. If he turn not, He will work His sword. He has bent His bow and made it ready. He has also prepared for Him the instrument of death. He ordained His arrows against the prosecutor. Behold, He travels with iniquity. Hallelujah. And He has conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit and dug it, and it's fallen into the ditch which He made. His mischief shall return upon His own head, and His violent dealing shall come upon His own pit. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Hallelujah. Now, this is a song from David. Hallelujah. And he's speaking about things. Hallelujah. And when we go to 1 Samuel 24, 1 Samuel 1 and 24, we'll get a little bit of more understanding of that song. This is how David was talking about the wickedness of the wicked. Hallelujah. And God was angry at the wickedness. Hallelujah. And we're going to see how the anointing ties into it. When we read 1 Samuel 24, we're going to go through all of it, and we're going to break down as much as the Spirit of the Lord releases today. Hallelujah. Because we need to know what the anointing. See, some of you are so overwhelmed by the wickedness that's going on, but God knows. God knows your heart. He knows why you are there. See, when right here in Psalms 1 and 24, this is talking about Saul and David. Saul and David was both anointed by God. Saul got anointed because the children of Israel didn't want God to reign of them. They wanted a king like all the other countries. David was anointed because he was a man after God's own heart. Hallelujah. But he was anointed by God. Hallelujah. They both was anointed by God. And First Samuel 24, it read that, and it came to pass when Saul was returned from following the Philistines, hallelujah, when Saul was returned from following the Philistines, that it was told to him, saying, behold, David is in the wilderness at Egilah. And Saul took 3,000 chosen men out of Israel and went to seek David and his men upon the rock of the wild goat. And they came to the sheepfold, and he came to the sheepfold by the way where it was a cave. And Saul went in and covered his feet, and David and his men remained in the sides of the cave. Saul came to the cave, but David was on the side of the cave. Hallelujah. They say he came to the sheepfold, and he went in to cover his feet to rest. And the men of David said, and behold, the day of which the Lord said to you, behold, I will deliver your enemies into your hand, that you may do to him as it shall seem good to you. Hallelujah. So David's men said, the Lord has delivered your enemies into your hand, that you may do to him as it shall seem good to you. We know that good means approved. Hallelujah. We know that God says we got to transform our mind, and we have to don't be conformed to the world, but transform our mind so we can know the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. That David's men said, what is good to you? What is the approved thing to you? Hallelujah. See, God put your enemies in front of you, and he say, what is good to you? What is approved? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, David was a man after God's heart. Hallelujah. See, it's a different. Last week, we talked about David and how he did Uriah, Bathsheba, husband. Hallelujah. How he killed him. Uriah was not David's enemy. David just let his flesh overwhelm him because he got Bathsheba pregnant. So to try to cover up his sin, he killed Uriah. But see, Saul was the enemy because Saul was trying to kill him when Saul once loved him. Because David was anointed, and Saul didn't know David was anointed, and David used to play the instrument to take away the headache from Saul, because Saul was anointed by God. But when the Spirit of God came upon him, David powerfully, an evil spirit came upon Saul. Hallelujah. But we have to realize that Saul was still anointed, but an evil spirit came upon him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, you have to realize in First John 2, it talks about the anointing. Hallelujah. In 1 John 2 and 27, it says, but the anointing which you have received of him abides in you. And you need not that a man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you all things, and is the truth, it is not a lie, and even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him. See, we're supposed to abide in the anointing because the anointing teaches us. Hallelujah. We need no one else to teach us, because it lies not, but it teaches us. Hallelujah. But some people are anointed by God. Hallelujah. But what spirit is controlling them? Hallelujah. Because David, and you hear people always say, touch not my anointed. Hallelujah. Saul was anointed. David was anointed. But Saul had an evil spirit on him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because God had regretted what he had did. He allowed the children of Israel to get what they wanted, but God told them what Saul was going to do. Hallelujah. And when Saul didn't listen because God gave him a chance, he anointed David to put him in the position. But David didn't get to take Saul's position right away, which was really his. See, David had to go go through different storms and different things to get to rightfully to where he was. Hallelujah. Because he was anointed, but he wasn't anointed for the time that Saul was in there to be king. Hallelujah. Because David was not prepared. See, some of you are anointed to go through, but that's why I say the anointing teaches you. The anointing teaches you the path that you're taking, the things that you are going through, the persecution, the tribulation you're going through, the people that used to love you when you first came, the people start noticing you, and now they hate you and they want to kill you. They want to kill your representation, your reputation. They want to kill who you are, your character, and everything. Hallelujah. They loved you. They wanted you there to play music because when you came around, you just soothed their mind. Hallelujah. You brought peace to them. Hallelujah. When they recognized that people loved you, all of a sudden the evil spirit came upon them and they wanted to kill you. They wanted to kill the thought process of what people thought about you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But one thing about David, one thing that God put in me, to bring change, you have to be changed. Hallelujah. For David to bring change, he had to be changed. And God's anointing that was on him made him be changed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But most people would have took the opportunity to hurt Saul. Hallelujah. Say, behold, I will deliver your enemies into your hands that you may do to him as that shall seem good to you. Then David arose and cut off the skirt of Saul's robe secretly. And it came to pass afterward that David's heart smote him because he had cut off Saul's skirt. And he said to his men, the Lord forbid that I should do this thing to my master, the Lord anointed, to stretch forth my hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord. Hallelujah. And it says that David, he felt afterwards his heart smote him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he felt in his heart. It says that David, men said to him, do what is good to you. See, God touches us in our hearts. Hallelujah. To know what is approved. Hallelujah. David cut off the skirt, but then he felt bad because he realized that he was still God's anointed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It says in Proverbs 16 that God even created the evil for the days of evil. Hallelujah. So God knew what Saul was going to do. Hallelujah. Thank you. He had already told the children of Israel. Hallelujah. But he still was anointed for the time and the season that he was where he was supposed to be. Hallelujah. Because God's word never comes back void. Hallelujah. All the things that God said to Saul that was going to happen, it came to pass. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But it has to come and pass at the due time. See, some of you are so frustrated because your enemies are coming to attack you, and God keep putting them in the presence of you to break them down and do to them what they would do to you, but God is showing you the character that's really inside of you, that you're after God's heart, that you will never put forth an action that is not in the will of God. Hallelujah. That's not coming out of the mouth of God. Because if God's mouth say kill, you're supposed to kill. But if God's mouth touch your heart and say, touch not my anointed, you will not touch the anointed. Hallelujah. Thank you. You want to go and you want to take the opportunity that you have. See, it's some people that's destroying you and trying to break you down, but you're not going to do the same thing to them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to let God's will play out over their life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So David stayed his servant with these words and allowed them not to raise against Saul. And Saul rose up out of his cave and went on his way. See, David had to stop his servants because his servants was loyal to David, but they wasn't trying to seek the will of God. See, David was a man after God's heart, so God touched his heart and let him know not to touch my anointed. Hallelujah. But it didn't touch the servant's heart. See, one thing you need to understand, you cannot let nobody else walk out your will. The anointing teaches you. Hallelujah. You're responsible for what the anointing teach you and what the anointing guides you to do. Hallelujah. Because the God anointed you. He anointed David head to put him in a specific position. And the anointing that you have is what is carrying you and guiding you and teaching you of who you're called to be and how you're called to live out the will that God has over your life and what he called you to do and how to handle your enemies. Hallelujah. Because we all have a soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Someone in love is at the beginning, but once they seen who you were, see, the people that loved you, they loved you because they seen the light of God on you. But when other people seen the light of God on you, they no longer loved you. They wanted to kill you because they thought the other people wouldn't see what they seen. And they seen it in a superficial way where they say, okay, God is with them. I see the light of God, but I didn't know the anointing of God is on them. See, God is having power inside of them. See, Saul seen it when David killed Goliath. He seen the power when he came in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and smoked Goliath with the rock, hallelujah. But see, David, Saul seen another thing when the people seen it. See, they was praising him with Goliath. But then when Saul heard them, Saul killed 1,000, David killed the tens of thousands. He like, hold up, how is he doing way more than me? Because God called him to do more than you. See, one thing we need to understand, see, I only want to walk in the anointing that God have over my life. I only want to win the battles that God called me to win. I don't want to go up against no battles I'm not called to go up against. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to walk in and do what God called me to do because I don't want no evil spirit coming over me. I want all the spirit of God to consume me. Hallelujah. Because one thing we have to realize, when his prophets was prophesied to him, God sent a lion spirit inside of his prophets because they said and did everything he wanted to say. That was something from Satan because Satan is the author of confusion. He's a liar. So that was the spirit of Satan, an evil spirit that came upon him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you never want an evil spirit to come upon you. An evil spirit come upon you when you're not in alignment with God's will. When God anoints you to do something and you start doing what you want to do. See, we have to stay in alignment with God's will to walk out in a total fulfillment of the anointing. What are you learning about the anointing? What is the anointing teaching you? Because it say, can't no man teach you, only the anointing teaches you. That means that's a personal thing between you and God because God anointed you. God called this and put this on top of you. Hallelujah. Put this in you. Put this upon you. Gave you all the wisdom and knowledge and understanding and the revelation that you're called to receive. How are you walking that thing out? How are you living in it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. David also arose after rising, went out of the cave and cried after Saul, saying, my Lord, the king. And when Saul looked behind him, David stopped with his face to the earth and bowed himself. And David said to Saul, wherefore hear you men words, saying, behold, David seek your hurt. Hallelujah. Behold, this day your ears have seen how the Lord has delivered you today into my hands in the cave. And some bid me to kill you, but my eyes spared you. And I said, I will not put forth my hand against my Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed. I want you to understand that he said, my eyes have seen you, that the Lord has delivered you. He said, my eyes, my understanding. When it's talking about the eyes, it's talking about the understanding. Hallelujah. Thank you. He say, my eyes have seen you. Hallelujah. My understanding have seen you. My understanding have received why God put you in my pathway. Because God was trying to show me that I gave you, I put an opportunity for you to take out your own will or go in my will. Hallelujah. I gave you an opportunity to follow your heart, what I released to you inside of your heart or born to your flesh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, sometimes you think God delivered your enemies to you, but it's really to see if your heart is going to follow what God is saying, because God is trying to have you to have compassion. He said, I have mercy on who I have mercy, and I have compassion on who I have compassion on. Will you have mercy and compassion? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, you don't have to destroy your enemies because their time is set. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because they're God's anointed. They were called to betray you because God put Saul in there to show the children of Israel that God was the only true God. You didn't need no other king. But he also put Saul in there to go against David, the man that was after his heart, because God already knew that he wasn't going to listen. And God knew that he was going to have Jesus come from the throne of David. So God already predestinated and pre-knew these things. God know where he called you to go. He know the enemies that's going to come up against you. Hallelujah. And he know how he wants you to respond to them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, I'm going to put forth my hand. Everybody told me to kill. You can't listen to what people are saying. The anointing not teaching them. It's teaching you. It said we are accountable for every word that we say. So the words that we say is what we react to. Hallelujah. What we believe. Hallelujah. See, David kept on saying, I can't touch my Lord's anointed. So the words that he was speaking is that I can't touch my Lord's anointed. Only my Lord, only my God can do that. That's his child too. I can't touch him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. No matter how much he's trying to kill me, his life and death in the power of the tongue. He brought life because he said, I'm not going to touch nothing that's God. Hallelujah. I don't care how he's breaking it out. God put this forth for me to go through this. This is just strengthening God in me, taking me to be a better person of who God called me to be. Moreover, my father, see ye, see the skirt of your robe in my hand, for it's in that I cut off the skirt of your robe and killed you not. Know you not. Know you and see that there is neither evil nor transgression in my hand, and I have not sinned against you, yet you hunt my soul to take it. He say, neither evil nor transgression in my hand. So in my hand, last week we talked about how God allowed the children Israel to come get out of the hands, how to release the children, deliver the children Israel from out of the hands of the Egyptian and from under the hands of the Egyptian. He delivered Moses from out of the hands of the Egyptians and out of the hands of Pharaoh. See, Moses was in the hands of the Egyptians and Pharaoh, but the children of Israel was under the hands of the Egypt and under the hands of and out of, and in the hands of the Egypt. Hallelujah. So Moses was under fear because he was raised with fear. He lived in that environment. Hallelujah. But the children of Israel wasn't raised by fear. They were just under the Egyptians' rulers and bondage, because we have to realize the Egyptians, the ones that was there actually under fear, was the ones that the children of Israel dealt with. Fear was just the one that was making commands and all different things. Moses lived with the one that made commands. Moses was taught by the one that made commands. Hallelujah. So Moses had to be delivered from the commandment of his hand. Hallelujah. And from the commandment of the people that he was raised with. Hallelujah. That had rule over Israel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he say, you see nothing in my hand. So it's nothing in my hand. It's neither evil nor transgression in my hand. And I have not sinned against you. You hunt my soul to take it. Hallelujah. He say, I sin not against you, but you hunt my soul to take it. My soul belongs to the Lord, and you try to kill my soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, people are trying to kill your soul. Them souls that have the evil spirit, they is hunting your soul. Hallelujah. Because our soul is what Jesus came to deliver. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He came for the lost souls. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, to bring the souls to salvation. That's what we're called to bring the gospel to the lost souls. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he tried to hunt his soul and take it. Hallelujah. So he was trying to hunt something that belongs to God. Hallelujah. He said, you see no evil in my hand. See, you trying to take my soul. You trying to take my being. Hallelujah. But I come because I have a meaning, because my heart is after God's own heart, hallelujah, and I have a throne that my Lord and Savior Jesus is supposed to come through, hallelujah. See, you're trying to break down more than what you even know about, hallelujah. See, the people that's trying to hunt you is something that's powerful inside of you. God gave you the anointing. He know you are a man or a woman after his heart, hallelujah. He is putting you in opportunities to destroy your enemies. But you have to not refer and do the things that they will do, because you're not like them. Hallelujah. Then the Lord judge between me and you, and the Lord avenge me of you. But my hand shall not be upon you. As says the Proverbs of the ancient, wickedness proceeds from the wicked, but my hand shall not be upon you. He said, my hand shall not be upon you. The Lord shall avenge me. Hallelujah. Wickedness proceeds from the wicked. You let the wicked be who they is, but your hand shall not be upon that person who is wicked. After whom the king of Israel come out, and whom do he pursue? After a dead dog, after a flea. The Lord therefore be judge, and judge between me and you, and see and plead my case, and deliver me out of your hand. See, the Lord is going to deliver you out of the hand of the Saul. And it came to pass, when David had made the end of speaking these words to Saul, that Saul said, is this your voice, my son David? And Saul lifted up his voice and wept. Hallelujah. Thank you. He said, is this your voice, my son David? Hallelujah. Thank you. Do you see, one thing we need to understand, God allowed you to be in the presence of your enemies to destroy them because you're tired of the wickedness. But they needed to hear the voice of God. He said, is this your voice, my son David? David was a man after God's heart. David was speaking what the Father released to him to speak. Hallelujah. See, because when we are under anointing, the anointing is teaching us. That's what just the Holy Spirit is guiding and directing us. And we're speaking what God is calling us to speak. We're releasing and saying things that we want in our natural flesh. Say, but we would destroy the person that keep on trying to destroy us and hurt us, because in the natural, it's like, I'm going to kill you before you kill me. Hallelujah. But no, in our Father's will, we're going to have mercy and compassion. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we're not going to kill. We're going to let God do what he has to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because they need to hear the voice of God coming. Hallelujah. Because it says, like, when God say you go to someone and they receive, if they don't receive, you kick the dust off your feet, but they shall know a prophet was in front of them. Hallelujah. See, you have to go and release the message that God calls them to release. If they hear the voice, Jesus say, my sheep know my voice. Hallelujah. If they're his sheep, they will know his voice and they will recognize. Hallelujah. And they will change their ways. Hallelujah. And he says to David, you are more righteous than I. You have rewarded me good where I have rewarded you evil. Hallelujah. God's reward. He said, you have rewarded me good and I have rewarded you evil. You rewarded me something I was approved to receive. Hallelujah. You was approved to receive correction. Saul was approved to receive correction, to hear the voice of God, hallelujah, to try to change his mind, to come back and change his wicked ways, to turn from his wicked ways. So you got to release what God is putting you to release. Hallelujah. He allowed you to have that opportunity because he allowed us to have free will to a certain extent. But he also guided and directed us and tell us what we should do. But how are you going to go with how are you going to respond to the alignment that God put in front of you in his will? Are you going to continue to let him guide you? Or are you going to get to a point where he guides you and then you're like, okay, God, then put my enemies in front of me. He prepared a table for me in the presence of my enemies. He anointed my head, my cup overflowed. So now I'm about to be flashy and destroy them because now I got the power. No. You got to always let the Spirit of God guide and direct you because you never know if this is, he's still releasing the voice for them to hear. You don't know how many opportunities they have to hear something from you of what God is saying to bring them, even if they say they receive it. And he showed this day how that he had dealt well with me. For as much as when the Lord has delivered me into your hand, you killed me not. This is what Saul is saying. If a man find his enemy, will he let him go well away? Wherein the Lord rewards you good for that you have done to me this day. And now behold, I know well that you shall surely be king, and that the kingdom of Israel shall be established in your hand. He was telling them, the king of Israel shall be established in your hand. You have to realize that Saul had to still speak some things into David's life. Hallelujah. Letting him know that the kingdom of Israel shall be established in your hand. Swear to now to me, by the Lord, that you will not cut off my seed after me, and that you will not destroy my name out of my father's house. And David swore to Saul, and Saul went home. But David and his men got up out of the hole. And he said, swear to me that you will not destroy my name out of my father's house. See, one thing we need to understand, we have to stop destroying people's names out of their father's house. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because Saul sinned against God. But he still acknowledged God as his father's house. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He say, don't destroy my name. Hallelujah. See, we don't have to destroy people's name. Hallelujah. Because they had a point in our life. They had a meaning in our life. Hallelujah. We just got to let them, when they perish, let them perish and keep on going. Hallelujah. If we give a testimony, we give a testimony about what it is. But we don't bring and add to the testimony some things to destroy them. Hallelujah. And I thank God for teaching me that because God is teaching me that right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's putting me in the presence of a lot of enemies. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He done put me in the presence of people that I was an enemy to. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And they spoke things into me that was supposed to be spoken. And I thank God for giving me the strength to speak into my enemies that I'm called to speak. Because it's not about my will, but it's God's will. Because I know at a point in time, I needed that speaking and that correction. Hallelujah. Because at the end of the day, I'm listening to the voice of my Father. Hallelujah. When they say the voice, it's the voice of God. Because we're submitted to the voice of God. Thank you for joining me on God Through the Message tonight. We will continue this tomorrow because we're going to be talking about the anointing all week and pull out what is meant for you and you go back and you get deeper in the relationship with your Father. Hallelujah. Because we're all going through stuff where it seems like it's battles that's destroying us and breaking us down. but this is God's will, and it's all meant to teach us. What did you learn today? Focus on that and give God all the praise and honor and glory, and take time with just you and your Father. Hallelujah, because he's doing some things in this season, and we have the victory, and we just walk in and believe it and live it. Hallelujah. God is good. I trust him. Do you? Do you know God knows everything? That he would never leave you nor forsake you? That his word never comes back void? Join me tomorrow. Let's continue this topic. I love you. God loves you more. Love hard and pray even harder. Hug, love, my love.